Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa's launch is now 16 hours away, according to the official countdown clock at North Pole Flight Command, and we're getting reports now from all over the world, even as Christmas Eve is being marked on the far fringes now of Sector 1. Joining us once again from North Pole Flight Command with some information about bedtime warnings is our man on duty over there, Elf Alpine. Al, is it time to explain how bedtime advisories work?
Yes, Frank. Bedtime advisories are a longtime Santa tradition. He issues advisories to help children and believers around the world know when to go to bed. He wants to avoid bedtimes that are either too early or too late, so using advanced technology and the good help of Elf Victoria Wassell in the North Pole Flight Command, he will let each area of the world know in advance when the time is right to go to bed. Joining me now to say hello and to answer a question or two about bedtime advisories is the Queen of Saying Goodnight, Elf Victoria. Mrs. Wassail, does Santa really issue the bedtime advisories himself?
He does indeed, Mr. Pine. It's complicated. The computers at North Pole Flight Command have long used artificial intelligence to predict bedtimes for all areas of the world, but we don't lean on those exclusively. They are, instead, downloaded to the computers on Santa's sleigh, where Santa looks at them and decides, based upon his observations, what he knows from wish lists, the weather, local customs and all the messages coming in, and other information I'm sure I'm not remembering. And then Santa himself will say, it's time for this place to go to bed, or something similar. That message from Santa comes to me and to the elves that run the website at NorthPoleFlightCommand.com, and we publish it to the world.
Mrs. Wassail, why does Santa call them bedtime advisories? Why not call it a warning or a command? I mean, if Santa wants you to go to bed, it would seem to me a true believer would just say, okay, Santa, and immediately just hop into bed.
Santa knows that traditions vary around the world, and that family time and traditions on Christmas Eve are very important. Santa, being a traditionalist himself, does not want to get in the way of those, so these advisories are just that. They are more like general guidelines, a way of saying that Santa is soon to be in the neighborhood. It's not a command or a fast rule or a way of saying that if you aren't tucked in, that Santa is not coming. Some have misinterpreted it in the past, and we want everyone to understand it is just an advisory.
Excellent summary, Mrs. Wassail. We look forward to hearing Santa's bedtime advisories in the hours ahead. Frank, back to you.
Thanks, Al and Mrs. Wassail, for that great explanation. As a reminder, once Santa launches in about 16 hours, we will start to receive the bedtime advisories in short order as the hours to Christmas morning arrive in Sector 1. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we can't wait to hear Santa tell us to go to bed, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.